Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, JBs! Be back! Hey.
Oh.
Man, I'm sorry. Can you... Was it me? Should I go higher or
Never know,
you know? You come in on a Tuesday and you check these levels.
Honest.
And you don't know what happened from Thursday to Tuesday. But I sound great today. A lot of warmth in my voice today.
We had listeners coming to the studio to watch a Zoom show on Friday, so we turned down the headphones.
Oh, was that what it was?
Oh.
Yeah. You turned down for what?
We turned down
listeners.
For what?
No, I just want to say that.
For the listeners.
I just want to say that phrase, obviously. Heard the song during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Lil Jon was there.
Sure was. It was the best part of the whole goddamn thing, by the way. That was what actually got me off the couch and like raging as soon as I heard, turn down for what? I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You
dude.
Put on the, you were like trying to put on the children's roller skates like by the door.
I put and their
we were
pajamas like,
oh, stop.
On. Yeah. Yeah. I put my children's pajamas on, their roller skates, and I really went for it. I had a blast. I woke up this morning. As I always do, full of life, bright, smiley, shining, birds were singing. And I always go to Twitter, look for news and look for fun things that are going on. Ringo's trending.
Okay.
Fucking Ringo, dude. Ringo Starr is trending. And I thought, man, it's going to be a great day. Today's the day. He died.
Jim.
What?
He did?
No, he did not. He did not die.
You told me not to look at the story.
I told you not to look at the story. Okay?
So I'm like, don't.
So I'm, I've got the computer and I'm scrolling through it. I'm looking at it and I was like, oh my gosh, did Ringo die? Like, how do I? And I'm, you know, I'm out of my tits
live
here.
Live without. Yeah.
Nope. I was actually excited because then that would have been Sir Paul left and then he could have been the last remaining Beatle. And this has been a running joke in the show for years now at this point. No, that is not what happened.
What happened?
Ringo is still alive.
Okay.
So Sam Mendes, one of the greatest directors of all time, signed, this is a revolutionary, groundbreaking, set of films. I've never heard of this. I'm excited for it. It involves Ringo. Okay. So the entire Beatles, all four Beatles, their family members. So you got the two that are still alive. You got John and you got Ringo.
Who's still alive?
John or I'm sorry, Paul and Ringo.
Yeah.
Paul and Ringo still alive. John Lennon's family signed off on this.
Okay.
George Harrison's family signed off on this.
Okay.
It is for Sony and then Apple. And they are going to shoot four separate Beatles films at the same time about the individual, and then their stories will cross in four different biopics. However, they'll be told from the version of that person and that person only.
Okay.
And then they will intersect. Now, I thought this was fascinating. All four films are going to drop in 2027. I don't know if they'll be alive for it. But the question remains of what the fuck is going to happen in the Ringo one? And why would anyone see that one? Now, the others, sure. So if all four are going to drop at the same time in the same year, I'm all in. Do you skip the Ringo one?
Right. Right. Although, although you never know. It's the quiet, weird ones, right?
But what
maybe have...
What are we missing? Like, I watched the... You and I watched that doc on Disney Plus, which I actually really liked, and it helped me give me a better understanding of the Beatles and their talent and all of those stuff.
Get back.
Get back. Yeah, but get Ringo back. Just seemed like, oh, Christ, man. I just want to get the fuck out of here, right?
No, and he seemed pissed. And remember, he quits and comes back.
Yeah,
like, I think there might be, if he's able to say it, I think there might be maybe, you can explain that kind of stuff. What was going on? Why were you so pissed here?
What was
it like?
Do we not know already, right? John was with Yoko. Great. I'm sure he was pissed off about that. But is there some crazy story that he ended up writing half the songs and we don't know about? Probably no on that one. Like, what is it that's going to be the Ringo turning point? So let's just take the other three with Paul, right? You had the wife that he loved forever. She dies, and then he's with the one-legger. Obviously, his fights with John Lennon and all that other stuff. That's going to be great. I'm sure his hatred for Yoko will be in there. That's going to be great. George Harrison. George Harrison is the low-key, fascinating one. That's the one I really want to watch because he was in this weird fucking threesome with who was the other guy? Huge rock star? Clapton.
Okay.
Clapton took his wife or vice versa, and he went and spiraled into some crazy depression, but the wife was like given to him by this other rock star, and you were like, what the fuck is going on? And everybody always said that he had the most talent there, guitar-wise and all that other shit, and then he, boom, just dies.
Right.
And you're like, well, shit. Kind of happened out of nowhere. Had one like weird... hit huge song on MTV in the 80s. We were just like, all right, what the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. So John Lennon, obviously murdered. Great. I want to see all that. I want to see the weird Yoko shit. I want to see where he beat the shit out of her. Hopefully that N-word song that Joel loves is in the movie. The two of you guys love that song a lot. And
it's just crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that the girl right there? Yep.
What girl?
What's her name?
Patty Boyd.
That's it. Patty Boyd. Yeah. Patty Boyd. And it might have been...
Like a Penny Lane?
Yes,
sketch?
It was. And I think Keith Richards was also involved, too. Like, the whole fucking thing is awesome. So, like, his story is going to be a banger.
Yeah.
Amped about that. And then I just go back to the Ringo one.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to make me see that? What is it?
Yeah, like, does he have kids? Is he married to the same person? Does he have, like...
No idea. Because I've never cared. I've never cared about Ringo.
It might just be a fun little...
But here's the other interesting part about this to me. Because we just went through this last year with concert movies, where it was Taylor Swift versus Beyonce, who had a higher box office, and what was going to happen with that. Two live concert films and all that other stuff. It wasn't close. Taylor Swift absolutely fucking destroyed her. But with this, you're definitely going to compare all four and be like, all right, who had the higher box office and why? All these are theatrical, and they're going to drop them out separately, and it's all told from their viewpoints. I'm a huge rock doc guy, rock books. I've read every single one you can imagine, all that other stuff. The only time that I remember hearing something like this or seeing it was Motley Crue's The Dirt. Which the Netflix movie was dog shit, by the way. But they did the same thing there where they interviewed all four of them separately. Mm-hmm. And then they went through their entire lives and all four stories were completely different about Motley Crue and all that shit. And that's why it was a bestseller and it tore my face off. It was one of my favorite books of all time. They're going to do that with this, but what makes me see the Ringo one? What is it? Is there something that I'm missing? Like, is there something in Ringo's
backstory? It would have to be
backstory?
That by the time it comes out, he's the last one left. Or it would have to be like he dies before.
Or was that part of it of like, look, you can tell the story, but I need my own biopic too, along with everybody else's, because I'm just as important.
Yeah, why wouldn't he get one?
Because he's Ringo, and I don't... What, he wrote, what, one song?
Octopus's Garden,
I believe. And it sucked.
He has a couple like...
No, it didn't.
That's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's like dumb and easy, but I enjoy it. I'd like to be under the sea.
Yeah. Nope.
In an octopus's garden.
With that like crazy drum beats he always does.
I'm all good
just
on that.
Like a...
Nobody brings up Octopus Garden when you're talking about the Beatles. Right. No one.
Right.
But completely brand new concept, and I'm... like Sam Mendes has obviously won multiple Oscars and all that other shit, and he's one of the very best. So I'm psyched. I think casting on that, especially because they're British, you're going to get the best actors for this shit, and it's going to rock.
They're biopics.
Yes,
okay.
Four separate biopics. Four of them, okay. Going through their entire lives.
Okay.
So I'm amped. You know I love those.
Right, I do.
And we just went to see one over the weekend.
We did.
I took her out to see the Bob Marley biopic, which did very well.
And our children.
In the box office. The Marvel movie tanked again, whatever the fuck that was. Can we stop with the Dakota Johnson stuff?
That's what we were just
saying. She's the most boring human being on the face of the earth.
Technically, that wasn't Marvel.
What was it?
That was not the MCU. That was Sony. It was Sony's Spider-Man situation.
Gross. Whatever, man. I don't care.
Right. They really came out of the gate.
Oof. Gross.
Swinging.
Stop giving her roles. Like, that's nepotism in its
finest.
Yeah,
we were talking about it where it's like, I bet she's really fun to hang out with. And she's like really chill and just a cool person. That's mm-hmm. what she seems like.
Yes. I would agree with that.
It just doesn't translate ever.
On screen?
Yeah.
In anything she does.
In anything she does.
Saturday Night Live, this movie, any movie she's done, 50 Shades of Grey, any single form of acting, it does not translate.
And we were trying...
She is a fucking plain Jane, soft serve, vanilla, yogurt, TCBY, fucking plain Jane. I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it.
Right.
And she bombed off the screen here. Now, Bob Marley, on the other hand, again, love all these biopics, love The Rock. I'll go see all of them, every single one of them. Very good. The guy who was fucking Bob Marley was so good. He rocked. Every actor rocked. It was shot beautifully. Terrible script. Absolutely horrific script. I left there not knowing one thing about Bob Marley.
I think we figured out that it was horrible editing because there was stuff, like big stuff in the trailer that mm-hmm. wasn't in the movie. And it looks like they edited it. They just wanted it to be shorter or something, but they edited out a lot of, I think, really meaty stuff that we needed.
So you saw the doc on Bob Marley. I did not. Mm-hmm. And I fell asleep during it, but I mean, just because of a long fucking day, but nothing wrong with him. But man, now that I'm thinking about it, who let them do that? And it was a great writer, Bob, by the way. It was Terrence Winter from like fucking Sopranos and all that other shit. It was like they assumed we knew everything about his life.
Yeah. Because I think Ziggy Marley was like pretty, the family, two of the family members were really involved. And I'm sure they were just like, I don't know, but I would think that they would want more in.
There's three credited writers.
Okay.
There's two story buys and then four screenplay credits.
Okay.
Oh.
Four's a lot.
Well, there's a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
Well, not really. Every movie script and like all the rewrites I've done and shit for all these movies, like you don't get credit for it. It's just a ghostwriting thing. Usually end up with like two to four scenes in it if you're lucky. At the end of the day, That's all fine. Who are the top four?
But I mean, if there's four credited, that means that then a lot of people did a lot of lifting, right? Like it's not, you have to do a fair amount to get.
You have to do 50%. Correct. So that must have been an even split, or they each rewrote more than 50%, which would explain that as well. Then that's why that script was a fucking mess.
I think that's what I'm seeing here. So you got one is just a producer who I don't think has any. Oh, wait, hold on. Here's the
that's not great.
He hasn't really written anything like of note before this.
It's not great.
Then you've got another guy who wrote, let's see if he was the writer for this. Yes, he wrote King Richard and Creed 3 and Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
So that guy.
Great films. I understand that. I love Gran Turismo, by the way. I think it was a great movie.
It looks like what happened is it went through two writing pairs. Because the way IMDb says it is Terrence Winter, ampersand Frank E. Flowers, and Zach Balin, ampersand Ronaldo Marcus Green.
Oh, interesting.
So two writing teams tackled this.
Yeesh. So you're fighting for what you want here. That's exactly what that movie felt like then.
Yeah. Because it was it was just like, wow, you guys got everything you wanted in here.
Nothing. But for the audience, because I even had to ask you questions afterwards of like, hey, so where's he from?
Yeah.
I don't even know the city he was from or born in or.
Trenchtown.
In a government yard in Trenchtown. I don't understand that, but like.
Yeah, that's where he's from.
That's where he was born?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Lead with that song, you know, just babies shooting out of the vagina and then play that song over it, you know.
Right.
Like. The fireside, the whole thing, you know? That would have been great.
Yeah.
God damn
it. Just such a bummer because the guy is so good. They had rights to all the music.
Every single song was in there.
Such a great story because it was supposed to only span over those 2 years from like being shot to the African concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you didn't have that much time you needed to cover, right? Like, just go into it.
We didn't even see the African concert either.
No. You know?
Damn it, man. But it's the guy was so good and the actors were so good and it was shot beautifully. And I just didn't know any. I walked out of there not knowing any. I felt more confused about his life. I was like, what happened here? And then it just magically is cancer. And then they're like, well, you're going to die, Bob. And I was like, what? From what? How did it happen? Why? Yeah.
Right.
I didn't even know if he was married. And there was a woman who appeared to play his wife throughout the entire movie, but I don't know.
Yeah, Rita Marley, and she was a consultant on it or something.
So
as
they
well.
Were married in real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since they were young. Like, that's a big part of the criticism, too, is like, hey, man, she's basically just a backup singer in this movie.
Yes. Yeah. That's the way I felt. And I was like, all right, cool, man. Is that somebody he's with, a girlfriend or... I had no idea. And then the kids' names. He never said, like, oh, come here, Ziggy. Some sit on Papa's lap or whatever it is. Where you're like, all right, cool, man. Because even in Take That Lakers show for HBO, there was one scene of just one cutaway that lasted like 5 seconds in the Lakers dynasty 80s thing where it was Kobe's dad sitting with a young Kobe.
Mm.
And they were like, hey, Kobe, what do you think about the game? You know, and I was like, ah, shit, that's Kobe Bryant, man, at the Lakers.
Right.
Game. Cool, man.
Right.
That rocks. But they didn't name one kid by name, so I didn't fucking know. And I didn't even know how many kids he had. Could have been 2, could have been 10.
I think it was 10, 9 or 10.
Was it really?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of kids around that fire, remember? I don't know.
There was.
Like, they didn't explain anything.
But it is doing well. And I think because of the nostalgia of how much we love Bob Marley and the guy was so good and all, I wanted to love it so much. But if you're out there and you want to go see it just because you love Bob Marley, the guy is excellent. They play every single song that he has. So you'll leave at least feeling good about yourself. You won't know anything about his life, but you'll hear his music a lot.
Right.
And the guy's excellent.
Right.
Honestly, as I was thinking about this when I think you mentioned before the show started, we're going to talk about Bob Marley or whatever. Anyway, point being, you're like, oh, this movie looks amazing. This movie looks great. And then you get into the theater and you remember, oh, wait, it's February.
Well, right.
Which means it's probably not a good movie.
So, but that one I can explain. It's not that. Because of the strikes, they didn't have anything to put out. So it was supposed to come out in the summer, and they moved it up. They also moved up your Dune movie that you guys love. I don't know if you saw that, but they moved it up to March.
Dude, March is kind of March. April is kind of when summer movie season starts.
No, May. So Memorial Day is when you drop the end all be all bangers.
They've been releasing. What are they? They released something. They were releasing Captain America's in April and shit like that a couple years ago. They keep pushing it back.
Well, they didn't have a choice. Same thing because of COVID. So you had COVID for 2 years. You had the strikes and all this other shit. My personal thought, though, like with all of this, is a great movie is a great movie, and it doesn't really matter when it comes out. So I don't really give a shit. And speaking of which, by the way, for you guys, because I know you love that shit, Dune, the reviews on that are lights out, and every single one of them says it is the greatest sci-fi movie ever made. You have to go see this in IMAX in the theater. It will tear your face off. So people are amped on this. Like for real, where like the reviews are just lights out. And I did take a peek at the Bob Marley reviews afterwards, and everybody said the same thing, that it was a mess. I didn't really, you know, I know why, but because of the scripts, but yeah.
I also like biopics are just kind of ass now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like the Queen one. I know it made $1 billion, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, but like same thing. If people are involved that have their own, whether it's like family or in Queen's case, the rest of the band,
mm-hmm.
there's just no way to fucking do it right. Unless it's like everyone's fucking dead and people can just actually tell the fucking story.
And I say that, which is funny because what people might mistake for a biopic is probably about to win Best Picture and Best Actor and Best Director in Oppenheimer, but it's not really a biopic.
No.
It's like it takes place over the course of an event plus with a little pre-event context, but it's not like this guy's whole life or anything like that.
No, and I guess I like... you're right technically, but when you say biopic, you're in your mind you're thinking a rock star, a fame, you know, that kind of,
yeah, somebody famous,
not like an Oppenheimer or Napoleon or,
yeah, I look, Oppenheimer, it's tough too after seeing Oppenheimer, what a great film, and you're just like, hey bro, you want to do a biopic, great, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go. That won all the BAFTAs and all that other shit, which is another precursor to the Oscars. So I'm sure Oscars is coming up next month. I'm sure all of that will win everything here, and mm-hmm. and it's not close.
Yeah,
I don't know why you would tune into that the Oscars now. It's the same people winning over and over and over again right now. So like, great.
That's awards.
Jimmy
season,
Kimmel
though.
is hosting. Usually there's like some surprises where you're like, oh, that's. I don't think you're gonna have any this year. It's Oppenheimer. It's one of the greatest films ever made, and I just think it's going to steamroll everything, and that's kind of it there. Yeah, Bob Marley was a little disappointing. A little disappointing. Somebody in the chat is saying, yeah, it's nostalgia. It is, because we just don't have that shit right now. You know, we don't have a Bob Marley of our... Who is it of this kid's generation?
That what? That would be Bob Marley?
Yeah, for our kids. Like, who is it? Who's the artist that really changed shit right now? Taylor Swift, I guess.
Mm. Not for your kids.
I know. Hard to compare.
No,
Bob Marley,
hey,
our kids
love Taylor Swift.
I know, but she's for the millennials. Like that is, she's a millennial artist.
Yeah.
Hey, if this next album she drops in April, this double album is a banger, she's now spanned what, 20 something years? Like
three generations.
She's for everyone, man. She's for everyone. And I know we've been talking about that Michael Jackson biopic too, that they're filming right now, which looks fucking rad. I just want to see him, like, you know, we know he's not going to lick kids' assholes in this, but, that one could have a shot at it where, you know, depending upon what they do with it, but she's the Michael Jackson of our time. And I don't know who else is left. I even had this, conversation about Creed the other day with it. And everybody's like, man, you know, because Scott Stapp obviously started following me on Instagram. Huge deal. I cried. I was shaking mm-hmm. a little bit. I woke you up and I was like, oh my God, you're not mm-hmm. going to believe this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going, I was just on the phone. We're doing 9/11. Mm-hmm. Talked to Rob O'Neill last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting Rob O'Neill out there. We're really going to do 9/11 like Americans here with Rob O'Neill and Creed, and then get Scott Stapp on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, if you go back through their catalog, it was Benny. Benny was like, hey, are you like, is it real? And I was like, yes, go back to their catalog. Like I actually enjoy Creed's music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But also, there is nothing, there's not a band now that's doing anything like that, rock-wise. So, yeah, dude, it's nostalgia and Creed, and but also there's nothing better. For our kids, I don't even know what the fuck that is. Because they're listening to Bob Marley. We took our kid, by the way, to that movie. He wanted to see. He was the one who wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves Bob Marley and loved it. But like, I don't hear him ever talk about any current artists. Do you?
No. Mm-mm. That's just kind of his vibe.
But isn't it weird that we don't even have that? Like,
no, I was. I think at his age, I was dad rock.
Yeah, there's a lot of like when I was. How old your kid?
He's almost 10.
Okay, but more like junior high. Like starting like junior high age, maybe like fifth, sixth grade, you're like, oh, the Beatles.
It was middle school for me. That's when I got into my dad's shit in middle school.
Everything now sucks, dude.
Yeah.
But he's not in that yet.
No, he is because we're like, if his friends come over and want to play like a kid's bop or something, he's like, ugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's awesome.
He's like, dude, they don't even know.
No, they don't know.
I'm like, you're going to be such a snob, bro. I can't. You got to just, you know, lean in. Don't sound like your father already, you know?
I didn't fucking listen to Kids Bop, though, when I was in fourth, fifth grade.
There wasn't Kids Bop.
I know, because we had real musicians. Now we don't have that, so you're stuck with fucking Kids Bop. That's what it is. Unfortunately, I'm sorry about it. Just came back from, God, these fucking hippies out here, dude. I just came back from the fucking doctor today. People ask all the time of like, hey, dude, why do you have to go to the doctor so much? And it's like, it's the TRT thing. You go like once a week or whatever, right? And this time, this fucking hippie-ass doctor wanted to talk to me about shit. I'm like, this is LA now. We're in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Out here.
Right.
Do you feel it like we're in it right now?
Yeah. Did you have to go to Austin?
Yes.
Yeah, Austin's always been.
God, this fucking guy tried to mind weave me into some shit that I'm like, oh, no, that's LA. That's not here. I want to go in where it's just like, what do you need? Drugs and whiskey? Cool, man.
Right.
You got a sore tooth? Well, let me tie some piano wire around it and fucking strap it to the back of a door handle and rip that out of your mouth. That's what I want. I don't want this hippie bullshit for 2 hours.
No, I mean, it's a haven, especially with the, you know, without vaccine mandates. Sorry, we just got demonetized. But it's a haven for both, right? So when any time someone would move from LA or somewhere else, you're either real, real right?
Yeah.
Or you're very hippie and didn't want to take it, right? Or you very hippie and you don't want your kids to be pumped full of stuff, but both kind of converged on Texas 2021.
They did.
And it made this kind of interesting melting pot of like, I don't like the vaccine, but for different reasons.
That's what I think
it is. So the hippie doctor also is probably into the fact that like you can decide. I can tell you these things, but I like to be in Texas where you can decide what you want to do. So it's like this weird, right? So I'm cool with it.
I think I've figured it out. It's people from Los Angeles who didn't want the vaccine and they were forced to get it every single place else, but they still have the same politics. Like even talking to homeboy today, I was just like, bro, I can't. But you believe in the other thing, huh? And then he tried to upsell me on this fucking service charge of $2,000. And I was like,
for what?
Yeah. I was like, I'm just taking less patients and I'm going to be this concierge doc. Cool, man. Concierge means I don't have to talk to you. So if that's what we're doing.
No, concierge means you give me whatever the fuck I want.
That's what I said to him today. And
if he wants to go down that road.
He will no longer be my doctor. But yes.
What?
Yeah. He wants to have a conversation about health and wellness and life and.
So you got rid of another doctor?
Don't have a choice. $2,189 is what his concierge was, and I go, "Do you know what a concierge is
for the year?" Right?
Yeah, and I go, "Do you know what a concierge is?"
I would have paid that.
Nope. Concierge means I don't have to show up. I don't have to show up. I text you whatever I want. You put that in the thing, and I never see you. And he goes, when would you see me? And I go, when I'm sick. Because other than that, like I'm not coming in for a sore throat and some sniffles, bro. I'm calling, I'm texting you. I'm not even calling you because I don't want to hear your fucking voice. I'm texting you and saying, hey, I need a Z-Pack because I got to go on this trip or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
I'm getting better as fast as I can. And you will never see me unless there is something physical. Unless it's like a Bob Marley thing where my foot's going to fall off.
Did he say that was cool or no?
Sure didn't.
Oh,
he wanted his money. Even though he was a hippie, he wants to be rich. And I go, man, both things can't be true there. Okay. Can't do that. This will be loud. I go, I'll pay right now in cash and I'm gonna get the fuck out of here, but can't do any of that. And that's kind of what this has turned into. I went to another thing over the weekend where it was, you know, an arts fucking thing. I won't elaborate further, but same type of people. Hey. Same conversation. What do you do? What are you? How do you feel? And what does this make you feel? And I'm like, holy Christ, man. I just a mindless conversation where I can't deal with any of that right now. I don't.
Right.
All right. There's real problems in Los Angeles going on right now. Mm-hmm. And we're not addressing those. Another fucking porn star died. Another porn star died. Hit the heaven button. Hit the heaven button.
Dropping like flies.
What is going on?
I know.
Why are we losing all of our porn stars? Our faves, these artists, these young, beautiful women here. All right, so Bob, I'm glad you brought up that one. Okay?
No, okay. I have another story after.
Hey, I do too. So this is, is her username Flying Spreadies?
Yeah, so she actually got out of the porn business, moved to...
Ohio
and started a pole dancing for fitness type of studio. She was, you know, out of the biz.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to lay low, but for sure. Still kind of be sexy. Apparently she was well known in the small community. And
so I'm going to, can I read
was
you
doing
this?
Good.
This caption of the video we're about to show you. It says, some flying spreadies from tonight's poll sesh. Go ahead and click that video, Bob. Let's see these flying spreadies there.
Great workout, though.
No audio in case there's music.
I know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. It's actually better without it.
It is, actually.
Because you're just like, what? Oh.
Okay. Oh, boy.
What's weird is we still don't have an update on Emily Willis.
No, and we won't for a while there, but we have an update on her.
Yeah, which one?
Hang on. This
one that was in the hospital, she died.
She died.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died. Oh, you didn't hear about that?
It's not in the news.
Sure is. I got a photo I can send. Are we allowed to share that? Are we on YouTube today?
Still says critical condition. Like, the news on Google,
She's dead. Okay. She's dead.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, she's no longer with us. She died about 3 days after the show we did. So RIP to her, and then Flying Spreadies is now no longer with us. Now, when TMZ posted this, and you guys are watching the video on screen, Bob, keep the video going here. This is what people really want. They don't want to see my face right now. They want to see Flying Spreadies.
Oh.
Yep. Look at all these things that she's doing there.
You know, it's like once you get into the pose, sure, it's just getting there. It's a bit rough. You're like, once you're in it, you're like, yeah, hot, you know?
Yep. So this is
boy.
Okay. It's a great workout, you said. So this is Flying Spreadies there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just pop up a pic of her. Cagney Lynn Carter. There we go. And Delco, you had an excellent segue on accident you didn't know about. He didn't know about the update of Emily Willis, and then she died. She passed away from that OD. Uh-huh. They couldn't bring her back from this.
Are we sure?
We are. Now, Cagney Lynn Carter here, they do have an update, and this just got updated about 2 hours ago here. This was a gruesome suicide, is what they're calling this. Killed herself with a shotgun in her mouth.
Kurt Cobain style, dude.
Yeah. So, Parma. I know this. Parma, Ohio. That's a tiny town, man. Parma's, very small. Sure. Cagney's mother is the one who called in to report the suicide. We're told there was a note left at the home where this occurred. Cops say they don't know the contents of it. We're told no signs of foul play, no signs of drugs were found at the scene, and it's unclear who the shotgun that was used belonged to there. So R.I.P. Why are we losing these angels?
Yeah.
A lot of them. This is a lot now.
A lot of them. A lot of them. I would say fentanyl.
This wasn't
would be,
fentanyl.
I know. I would say fentanyl would be the main.
Did we check the blood?
I know. Do we have tox?
Oh, shit. Hey,
do
Bob.
Do we have a tox report?
That's beautiful. Is that look a at, Flamin' Hot Cheetos
Oh, my gosh,
outfit?
I want that.
Look at that.
Look at you. Get it, Parma.
Look yeah, at
she's
that.
Not, she's not awesome. Looking the best here.
That
Delco,
is...
you watch your mouth, all right? She got out of the business. She's flying spreadies at this point. She's not.
It just really looks like a different person. I'm sorry. Not even like, she's not even that bad. I think she's older, right? But like.
She just looks wildly different than her.
She looks a
career.
Lot guys, different. Yeah. Like guys. Even the face structure. I'm like, is this the same person?
Flying spreadies, yes. This it, look, you, people change over time. Okay.
And I think there's one.
Everybody's judgment here is really disgusting today. And I don't like it.
Actually, go back to it's the top. Ugly. Is there that beach photo? Okay. So this, they're saying she just took a picture. Happy on the beach. Now,
when was this? 1 week ago? Right before she died.
Right before she died.
Hi, from Florida, it says. She's in Florida.
And I don't know. I don't see a huge smile on the face. Like.
There's a user there on the. Hey, put the thing on the picture.
Super happy.
So one of the guys says, Jesus, this is sad. Porn fucks people up in terrible ways.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The next guy says, RIP, I'm a rub one out in her honor tonight. And that's got 347 likes on it.
Okay.
Jesse, I'm just reading what's on Instagram here. Somebody else says, will you marry me? A little too late on that one, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Go back up. Was that DiCaprio taking off a cowboy hat? Yeah. Ma'am. Yeah. And he's saying ma'am. He's sorry. Is that ma'am. From Flowers, Killer of the Flower Moon?
Oh boy, this is gonna be a tough wank. Wish me luck.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe you should have turned the comments off.
I think
on
it's
this.
Like also she probably just couldn't escape. You go like, yeah. Oh, I'm out of porn, but as a society, we let you know that you can't ever actually leave porn, right? Like
you can if you're big enough, right? Like the Lisa Anns, the Mia Khalifas of the world, they pivot to, you know, but they still
yes, but you
get
have
their
to,
fame from porn,
and,
right?
And they have to constantly talk about how they used to do porn or else people are like, you are a porn star. Well, like you
but,
have to
but
get
here's
ahead
the, here's
of
the
it.
Smart thing with Lisa Ann, I'll say, because she's been on a couple times in this show, like she knows that's where the money's made. She knows that's what she's famous from. What's wrong with that? Like, I don't really get it.
I mean, it does suck that you can't, like, that you can't.
It does.
Can't leave a job and be like, yeah, I don't do that
anymore.
She was
also a fucking giant in her industry, right? Like, this, if you're like a fringe porn star and you try to move on to another career, like, what the fuck do you do?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't, you know, you can open up a, you know, pole now, dancing studio, but people are going to kind of be like, what's your background?
So here's the thing, Bob, if you can bring this up on TMZ right now, they are comparing this to Kurt Cobain. And the wild thing is they're showing death photos of Kurt Cobain.
Well, it was
in this article with her. I understand it's the same manner of a shotgun to the
no,
mouth.
No, but anniversary too.
On Kurt Cobain's anniversary?
Look further into that. So,
come on, really?
It's saying
paying homage
on a grim note. Word of Cagney's suicide happens to fall on a noteworthy date. Tuesday marks what would have been Kurt Cobain's 57th birthday. Oh, listen, no, I don't think that's notable.
Man, that's a real
that's
big
a
stretch
reach.
There.
Yeah,
that's a real big stretch.
No, I don't think that had anything to do with what she did and why. I'd like an investigation, you know, shooting yourself.
A shotgun is gnarly.
A shotgun is gnarly and very rare for a woman to commit suicide in that way. So I don't know. Maybe just look into it a little bit.
A little crime corner for you guys.
She was just at the beach looking happy.
She was. She looked very happy out there.
She wasn't looking happy.
She was looking very happy.
Oh, what's that?
That's Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Why are we showing Kurt Cobain's death photos with this girl?
Like, it's his 57th birthday.
TMZ.
No, dude,
TMZ,
but it was a week later after she had died. And, come on, man. Like, this is a real big reach here, okay? if you believe Kurt Cobain actually killed himself.
Again, though, like, what would make you think that? Because it's pretty crazy to have, like, put a shotgun in your mouth and a high-powered one.
Yeah. Well, you know it's going to work.
Do you use your toe to pull? What do you do?
Well, we've got that Mossberg over there that sits underneath our desk, and that's a, like, it's a shorty. So it's like, yeah, I could pull the trigger on that pretty easily. I don't know.
You
I'd
could.
Have to see the
could
shotgun.
A woman could have.
Yes, you could.
A tiny, frail little Kurt Cobain. I don't know.
Great question. I'd have to see those shotguns.
Yeah, that shotgun got brought out yesterday because Dan came straight from the airport, needed a gun in his hand at all times.
Yeah. Of course.
Because he couldn't take one to Canada.
And
they've got gun laws up there, brah. Shit, there is no guns in Canada, right? You can't even do that shit.
You can have guns.
Can you?
Yeah, there's hunters in Canada.
Wow.
I don't know,
Bob. Look it up.
Yeah, look it up, dude. I think Canada's one of those.
About 3 million Canadians own guns.
Okay.
How many Canadians are in Canada?
38 million.
38 million, you don't say.
Okay.
What a fucking weird country, then. I mean, that's the size of Texas, for Christ's sakes. We have 30 million here. You know, is Canada, that's all their population is Texas.
There's a lot of unusable land.
In Canada, same with Texas.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, that's strange. All right. But yeah, homegirl shotgun to the mouth is a weird one.
I know.
Super in Parma, Ohio. Parma, of all places. I don't know why necessarily, though, you would want to escape it. If you're going to do flying spreadies, which is the name of the dojo. Is it called a dojo when you're doing...
No.
No?
Just a studio, probably.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like their form of a dojo when you're doing pole dancing there to get in shape. Like, hey, guys, respect the dojo, and we're going to need socks and shoes off and, you know, all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works. I've never been to Flying Spreadies before.
Yeah, me neither.
But one would think if you name your studio Flying Spreadies, maybe you don't mind being known for doing porn at one point in your life.
Yeah, I don't think she minded.
I mean, she made a soft pivot.
Yeah. It wasn't like a, you know, hiding in Parma and selling real estate or something.
I'm sorry, Robbie. Yeah. Pole dancing classes are just a step below porn.
I think
no,
so.
It's a soft pivot.
Yeah. They're in the same universe.
I think that was exactly right.
Yeah, it's like a strip club. That's where you go to learn if you want to become
a stripper. Well, it's not a strip club, but.
Yet.
It's a fitness center.
Mm-hmm. With stripper poles. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over. But the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting. There was one right down the street here in Austin, Texas. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play, so you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. The word game changer has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you that PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Jabes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. That's the only thing that's inside of it. So it's not like they're doing kettlebells. You are on a pole for the entire hour.
Yeah, but it's like a spin studio.
No, I know, but look, Pilates, you can pull yourself up and do the same kind of tricks without a stripper pole between your legs and
not as fun, though.
It's literally a sex work-based workout.
Sure is.
I believe there were poles before strippers.
I don't think so. And I had a firehouse.
I actually fully disagree. I think women were stripping for the enjoyment of men before the invention of a pole.
Oh, you're right.
I guarantee fucking you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We'll go back to like Tombstone days and shit
oldest
like that. Yeah.
Profession, right?
It is. Oldest profession in the world.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying the pole itself was not created for strippers.
Well,
to
back then it was a wooden pole. That wouldn't be
what
very
is this
fun.
Argument?
A lot of splinters.
What is this debate?
Yeah. He wants to know when the metal strip pole was invented. Sounds like a softcore history episode.
I'm just saying, did the firefighter come first?
No.
Before the stripper?
No, using the pole.
But the firefighters aren't climbing the pole. They're only sliding down.
They're not climbing that pole. Different type of pole.
What is this? What is this?
What, Jesse? We're trying to get to the
annoy
bottom
me? Done.
Of a crime here.
Done.
Of crime, all right? Flying Spreadies is a beautiful establishment.
What came first?
I need to know.
The pole or the stripper?
God damn it, man. This is a business she created. She's an entrepreneur. Flying Spreadies, will that even go on anymore? I don't know. Who's going to teach the goddamn class?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Shit. And we now you want to go down this road
of
with
what?
Me?
I don't
we
want
lost
to.
A porn star, an entrepreneur.
I tried to get off the road.
A beacon,
I tried to exit.
A beacon of light in a town of darkness of Parma, Ohio.
I was
flying
just,
Spreadies was probably right next to Subway.
I was
in Parma.
Simply calling Rob out for essentially saying anyone that does pole dancing classes is equivalent to a porn star.
I didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
And I think, hey, guys, in that town, I think there's, I'm not kidding. I think there's a Subway right next to Flying Spreadies.
I think
you're working off a sub.
I think you hate Delco that it, you agree.
Yeah.
As, I think we've soft, gotten, yeah. as a soft pivot, mm-hmm. if you get out of porn and you go to a small town.
And you open up a dojo called Flying Spreadies.
What would be the complete opposite of porn? And what would be kind of in the same vein, right? Delco?
Filming yourselves, exploiting something. I mean, what we do is kind of equivalent to porn.
Who?
Podcasters.
Why? Why? What is pornographic about this?
Hmm.
Besides
what
Hope Solo's asshole.
What we show? Or what we talk about?
Just the general concept.
Exploiting.
Mm-hmm.
Exploiting what? What are we exploiting here on a podcast? What's the exploitation
what
part
did
of
we
it?
Just exploit the last 12 minutes?
Didn't exploit anything. I'm trying to get to the bottom of a lady, a young lady who lost her life, and I'm sorry that you don't care.
Like a daycare center. Do you know what I mean? Delco would have been a pivot, right?
Yep. I don't think parents would be comfortable giving their kids to the...
Being a...
To the who?
Stripper.
The porn star.
Being a stripper would be like akin, right? And then adjacent or soft pivot would be teaching ladies
yeah.
and putting videos of those sessions on
well, no,
Instagram,
you can't
right?
teach either because you get fired. We just learned that through Dolezal.
Rachel Dolezal, yeah, for OnlyFans.
You can't teach what?
You can't have OnlyFans and be a teacher anymore. They don't do that. They fire you.
You can teach a as far as date like school teacher?
Yeah, school teacher, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do it. You want to get into some real exploitation, we'll do that. Your fucking dumb buddy that you guys love, that Tom Sandoval fucking dude. What's the name of the show? Is it Vanderpump?
Vanderpump Rules. We don't love him. We hate him.
He's taken over the world. He's fucking everywhere. And again, there was nothing going on during the strikes or COVID or anything. So this guy just became more and more famous just for cheating on his girlfriend with somebody else. It was that simple. He didn't murder anybody or anything else. However, when asked about it and how crazy his life has been over the last 2 years, he did compare it to the most famous people who've been murdered. They were asking him about his fame and really interesting statement out of his mouth on there. He said, I'm not a pop culture historian, really. But I witnessed the O.J. Simpson thing and the George Floyd thing and all these big things, which is really weird to compare this to that, I think. But I do think in a weird way that it's a little bit the same, right? No, it sure isn't. One of them killed two people and the other guy got his fucking neck broke. Okay. He overdosed with a cop on top of him. And that cop just got shanked 46 times in jail and survived it somehow. So, yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe it's me on this one. I'd say your life is a little different than O.J. Simpson and George Floyd.
Yeah, but
just a tad.
He's so dumb and such a piece of shit idiot that, like, even this, people are like, yeah. Like, you know, you're right. He didn't kill anybody, but... The way that we already hated him. And then when he did this, people are just like, fuck off. And he can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to keep doing these interviews, comparing himself to OJ, George Floyd.
Boy.
But that's like why he's great.
Two black heroes?
He's great TV because I don't even think it's an act. You know, it's like very rare that you find these like narcissistic, horrible, dumb, good looking people that are willing to do this show for this amount of time. Like he is gold in the world of reality TV for this reason.
I'm going to next dinner we go to, I think we're having a birthday dinner for you this weekend. It's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you.
I think at one point during the meal with your friends, I'm just going to say I consider myself a George Floyd of this whole sitch. And see how it shakes out.
No one would blink an eye with your ass. It's the same with him, right? Where you're just like, yeah, you're dumb. You know what I mean? Like, of course. Oh. Not that you're dumb, but like you say things that are worse or weirder all the time. So again, it's not really like.
So if I roll down the window in the car on the way to dinner and I say to Ray, I apologize, I can't breathe.
Yeah, don't. Do that.
Okay. But I feel like what we do on a daily basis is important, you know, and I feel like a George Floyd-ish type of figure. So I'm just going to squeeze that into a convo this weekend and see what happens.
Right. Right. Bob, let's do our breakdancing dance.
I think a cringe corner. I think it's a cringe corner.
Cringe. Do you have a cringe corner?
I think cringe, yeah.
What is it?
We're pivoting from your conversation. So we're going to talk about Bob will first show
this we have a fun
video.
Story.
It's fun a story
fun
of
a, story.
An older guy that gets into
follows his dreams.
Okay.
Breakdancing later in life.
Oh.
And ends up like
this guy
really yeah.
Let's just talk about this guy following his dreams.
Yeah.
We definitely can't play they'll ding us for
right, because we're on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
Here you go.
Can we just play this?
Yeah, you play that.
He's a 64-year-old breakdancer, goes by Benihana.
Look, not bad.
He's in
very good
breakdancing competitions all the time.
Is he Asian?
No.
No, white dude.
His name's Ben. That's why he goes by Benihana.
Okay, great.
White dude, again, started, right, like followed his dreams, Bob, pretty late in life, right?
Like late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, but this guy's just, he crushes it. You know, now he's on Good Morning America.
Look at this. Wow. I guess we can't show this. But anyways, he's on Good Morning America, break dancing.
He
comes out, he looks, you know, a little nerdy, right?
Oh, boy.
And then he busts out.
He goes by the break dancing dad.
That's what they called him, yeah.
Funny name.
Breakdancing dad.
Considering the situation.
Hana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So zoom out. That you can show, I think, because it does have YouTube involved in it. So zoom out here. So, real quick, just keep it paused right there. That's their new studio, huh? Okay.
This is
from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. I was like, they're moving as well.
We're just documenting kind of like his trajectory a little bit.
Oh, yes. Fuck. Did something else happen to this guy?
No, well, no.
All dreams have a price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing happened to him.
All dreams have a price.
Oh, yes. No. What happened to this fucking guy?
No, well, so...
This we can show.
Okay, this is TikTok?
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to... This guy was a feel-good story a couple years ago.
Sure.
This is the other part of his story.
Oh,
and then his daughter.
All right.
Comes
this
out.
Has That's
been
his
going,
daughter.
This has been going viral on TikTok over the last couple days. It's made its way to Twitter today. I saw, but
oh,
yeah.
Oh boy.
What's a piece of trauma that you have that's funny? It has to actually be funny. I'll go first. My dad abandoned my family when I was 5 years old. That is a wife and 4 kids. He abandoned us and then pursued amateur breakdancing. And he got really good. He like blew up. Like he became like a D-list celebrity status, like viral breakdancer. He became like the oldest actively competing breakdancer in the world. Then he got on Good Morning America and talk shows and Washington Post wrote about him and he went super viral. And he did all these interviews and he danced with Paula Abdul. Here, I'll show you.
Let's see. Take a look at this 60-year-old breakdancer.
So this is what we saw.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude.
And everyone's just like praising him. They're calling him the breakdancing dad.
Benihana, dude.
He's competing at a breakdancing competition in Philadelphia and he may not have won, but I tell you what, he is winning over a lot of people on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, he really
is. This guy wouldn't pay my medical bills. The worst part, damn it, he's good. He should not be able to move his body like that. It's like impossible. It's beautiful. Hey, Dad. Like, there was no split custody or anything. Like, he just like left four kids to do that. He may not have paid for some of my medical bills growing up, but he did give me this breakdancing merchandise. So that's Benny Hanna is his b-boy name because his name is Ben Hart.
B-boy.
You know, like texts like this, happy birthday ? And then like links to his breakdancing videos. So if you have funny trauma, like actual funny haha trauma, I need to hear it. Thank you.
Oh, what man, a great, this is fucking awesome.
What a great way to like deliver a story like that too, where
holy
like
that's
great.
Shit.
That girl's great.
Yeah, like, she's and you don't great. Feel, you don't, it's not like a sad story. You feel like you've turned out pretty great, right? Like having that outlook and being able to look at it that way. So, and I just go, What makes that happen? Again, like Bob was saying, not another woman, not another family, not, you know, pursuing some acting, like whatever.
Great giant form of art.
What is stopping him from doing both?
I know!
That's what I mean.
Being a great dad.
So that's what it.
You can't do both. If you want to be the best at your profession, I'm sorry, you've got to leave your whole family.
He's not the best, though. He's just okay.
He is the very best starting, for his age.
For him starting very late, like he's, you know.
He's fine, but that's like, he's never going to win anything. It's
no,
like, I know. It's like he somehow made an NFL roster at the age of 50, but he's like on the practice squad, and he's like, this is my dream, and people are like, he's amazing for a 60-year-old.
No, it's, right, it's right, not even right. that. It's me literally leaving this job to go play like in a beer league basketball team.
Yeah,
like, why can't you have that?
You can't. You
hobby?
Got. If you want to be the best at your profession, you don't need distractions.
You've got to just leave it all
behind.
You've
got to leave your four kids and say, get the fuck out of here. Dad is going to break dance. The text messages, though, were the best. Hey, lost track of the date. Happy birthday?
So this
haven't
guy,
talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
And it was like, what?
This guy would never have been a good dad. Right.
I hope you're like, doing well. Love, Dad. Here was my effort in the breaking Olympics qualifier on Saturday in Minneapolis. Holy
qualifier.
Fucking shit.
And well, effort. So it means
way.
He didn't.
Yeah.
And by the way, though, so this is from March 24th, and then out of the blue, there is no conversation between these two. And then he's like, hey, I don't know if you care, but here's my breakdance. Like, that should be the daughter sending, like, hey, here's a highlight from my basketball game.
Yeah.
But the dad is like, hey, here's a highlight from my breakdancing competition.
One would argue, though, what he did is more important, not only for himself, but the world. So I get it. You know, I get it.
Yeah, and like, was she better off without this fucking weirdo in her life? Probably.
Depends on who the mom is. I mean,
the mom must be fucking awesome.
She turned out pretty funny and hilarious. So, yeah. I mean, this is the best thing I've seen the entire week so far. And it's...
Bob said this.
I don't know how we're
going to
top this.
Got to do this.
I don't know how we're going to top this week. This is the greatest thing I've seen this week.
It's just funny that his branding is the breakdancing dad.
Dad.
That and I think
and they
just
without,
watching
yeah.
but watching them go nuts on Good Morning America too. Like, oh
look
my.
Look at him.
He's so good. You're such a great man. And then it's like, no, he was a terrible human. He's a terrible human being. Who just happened to be old and breakdance on the Good Morning America show.
You know what's funny? Like, we talk about all the time, right? Like, I see Hassie and I'm like, I'd burn it all down.
Right, yeah. right.
Like, yep. he burned it all down.
For breakdancing.
For breakdancing.
For his alter ego, Benihana. Benihana.
Benihana, dude. For his art. You know?
I thought you would like the Benihana b-boy name.
All of it.
Yeah.
I didn't know his name was Benny. And that's where I thought it was an Asian man at first. And then that was it. Yeah,
mm-mm.
Benihana.
All the cards were stacked against Ben.
Because he's...
And he's still...
Chopping it up on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. Benihana. I love it so much. God damn,
but I think this is kind of a good example to anyone that's like, to your point, Bob, like wanting to follow their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like wanting to like...
It's just...
Just not doing my passion or whatever. Like, this is what it looks like.
It just reminds me of the Simpsons episode where Homer sells his soul for a donut. You know what I mean? It's like the price was not high enough. You did not make a good deal with the devil.
No. No.
I don't know.
Also, you don't have to deal with four kids.
I don't know. I think he did. Yeah. He got out of there.
He made a mistake. in having the four kids.
Sure.
And he corrected it.
He corrected it and said, here, I'm not even going to fight for custody.
Could you argue the kids actually came out better?
Yes.
I would think. That's what I was saying.
Judging by her, I would say she probably that was probably the best thing for her.
But because of his actions, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
She doesn't get that sense of humor without him leaving.
No. No, no, no. And I think that's key.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest takeaway here is follow your dreams. Leave your wife and kids behind.
Mm-hmm.
They're pointless. You do you.
They're better off without you. Nine times out of ten, they're better off without you.
We do have a response from the father.
Oh, shit. No way.
To this TikTok?
Come on.
Yeah.
Where is he like, Benihana have his own TikTok?
Is he going to like debunk anything? Or?
Do I have to follow this fucking guy?
It's like 10 minutes long.
Oh, no.
I'll just give you a breakdown of what was said, I guess.
Thank
Should
you.
We see
Thank
the
you.
Video a little bit?
Back Thursday with it, maybe. After Rob breaks it down.
Have you not broken it down?
He hasn't watched it.
Yeah, so what is the gist? Like, what is his vibe on the retort?
Rebuttal. He said, I saw the kids all the time. No abandonment, just a divorce. I did not abandon the family for breakdancing. I have a career. I'm in the advertising business and built an ad agency. He's like, I took up breakdancing by accident in 2012 as a way to get in shape at the age of 54, and I just kept doing it. And then at the end of his video where he's like, dude, I didn't leave my family for breakdancing. He does end it with a breakdance just to show off his skills regardless. But he completely denies.
What do you got, guys? Who do you believe in this one? Who do you believe in this one? Benihana or the kids?
I'm gonna believe the kid.
I mean, that text message.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Exactly.
Happy birthday? Exactly. Question mark. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
What are we doing
Did
here?
Say love dad, though.
Mm.
Ends it with love dad.
Love dad.
Sure.
Love dad.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I don't know.
I think I side with the girl on this one. Just based on the text messages in her video, she seemed pretty genuine here. Or she's bitter that there was a divorce and, you know.
Yeah, and that he probably didn't see her a lot, right? Like maybe it was holidays, summer, couple
well,
of weeks,
but,
a
and
year.
By the way, that's what a divorce is.
That's what I mean.
The first response to his post is from Elon Musk, and it says, "You are awesome."
Shut the fuck up. That's not.
Huh?
Is it the real Elon Musk?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going with the daughter.
Yeah.
Where? Show me the Elon Musk.
Does
Elon Musk have TikTok?
No, it's this. He posted his on Twitter.
Oh, got it.
He posted, his response on Twitter.
Show me Elon Musk then. I want to see this. Is it the real one?
Here's the dad.
Play a couple seconds of it while you scroll down.
Okay. Well, it's the top one, but yeah.
Yeah, just play
Wake up at 6 a.m. to do some work. I get my coffee. I sit down. I open my computer. And what am I greeted with? Well, hundreds of comments calling me a deadbeat dad, a child abandoner, and all manner of other insults. So I think, what's this all about?
Ooh,
well, after a few minutes of investigation, I discover that my daughter, Maddie, has made a video about me. She's a screenwriter in Hollywood. She's also a big social media influencer with millions of followers. Some of her videos get millions of views. And this video has tens of millions of views. 1 million likes, 20,000 comments, 40,000 bookmarks, 30,000 reposts. It's just insane. So I thought I'd better watch this video.
He's wearing a Bitcoin
frankly,
shirt.
Frankly, I was pretty chagrined by what
I
heard.
Oh, is that a Bitcoin
but
sweatshirt?
Honestly, the more I watch
Bowling
this
shirt.
Video, the more I like it. Well, I like about 98% of it. However, I do need to correct a few statements in the video.
Oh, boy.
But first, let's just watch Maddie's 90-second video.
All right, press pause here real quick. All right. So, knowing that she's a screenwriter in LA and you're looking for content
for
social media and all this other shit.
No, but fuck him for even calling her out.
She called him out and said he was a deadbeat father.
Yeah, well, that's what she thought. And
did
let
she,
her get all the fuck, like,
did she,
let
but did
her...
she think it, or is it a really fucking great, well-written TikTok? Because that's probably one of the best ones I've seen.
I don't know.
Mm.
But he's giving,
he's fucking weird as shit.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Bitcoin sweatshirt. All right.
And why wouldn't you just, like, call your daughter? Because now you're calling her out. You're debunking her. Do you know what I mean?
Or call her on her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone and call her and be like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. Like, his number, that I left.
Can what? You click on Elon Musk? Is that the real Elon
yes,
Musk
this
underneath
is Elon
that?
Musk.
Just click it.
He does this all the time.
Oh, that's great.
He's a reply guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He apparently lied awesome. About like 75% of the traffic during the Super Bowl, too. So,
who?
Elon.
Oh, every fucking social media. If you think anything on social media, they're all the goddamn devils.
Yeah, but
Zuckerberg
was...
hugged a fucking UFC fighter going into the ring on Saturday
his
night.
Volk, yeah.
Like he was a goddamn UFC fighter. Like he's been training for years.
Volk trains him.
Yeah, for what? Like when you're that rich, you can do anything you want. I bet you at a certain point, if he looked at Volk and said, I'm going to put this dog leash on your fucking neck and I'm going to walk you around the apartment. You're like, great. How much? How much? 2 million, Zuck? Yeah, go ahead and put the leash on.
Yeah, but the difference is that Elon was supposed to be different, you know? Like, he's supposed to do it real.
None of them are different.
And all
but none
like,
of
well,
them are
but
different.
The point is, no though, bots. He was supposed to be the one that's like, I'm going to do it right, freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. Did you see that
real
story?
People?
None yeah. of them are different. Guys, none of these people are different. None.
But
none
everyone, including many people in the studio, thought he was going to do it right, and he definitely did not. He did it the same as everyone else.
You go into it with hope.
Sure.
With all of this shit, that people are going to do the right thing, and then they never do. So that's all you can ask for at that point.
Did you,
where you're like, I hope you're going to do this, and then no. He gave up a bunch of fucking files on Trump for DMs and shit like that, and was like, didn't have to.
Did you see the other thing he did?
Oh, yeah.
Elon, that came out recently.
All of them, dude. Like
he got furious that last year during the Super Bowl, Joe Biden's tweet. Rooting for the Eagles got way more views than his,
mm-hmm.
so he made the Twitter engineers boost all his posts.
Great.
Like, jack them the fuck up.
And that I love. I love it.
That's so fucked
it
up.
It was, oh no, because did you hear the other one on Facebook over the weekend with the Vladimir Putin thing? He said that the government told him to throttle the Tucker Carlson interview by 50% so it wouldn't show up in anybody's feeds and all that other shit. It's all a big fuck all.
Yeah. With the
United States government.
Can't put a community note on his tweets.
Oh, of course not.
You can do it on everybody else's.
It's his fucking thing. Yeah. Fuck. Of course not.
Yeah. Like I don't think anyone like starts out like they want to start a cult.
Yeah.
I think they want to like bring people together and like have a community, a commune. We all want to live off the land together. But then you realize people are fucking crazy. You've got to have some rules. And then those rules get more
yep.
and more.
And
then
the consequences
get
the government
more
starts
and more,
calling and they're like,
and
hey.
Then you have a cult.
100%.
Like,
yeah. I heard a Tesla start for the first time the other day.
What's that?
A Tesla start?
Yeah, a Tesla car. I heard it start for the first time in my life.
Uh-huh.
It was so gay.
Oh yeah, you can't hear it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like
so.
A,
well, it's like a Prius.
It's like a.
Yeah, it's like a.
Yeah. Same with the yeah. Same with the Prius. You didn't. Shit. First time I was in a Prius, I didn't even know the goddamn car was on.
So I don't know who to believe in this situation between Benihana and his daughter.
I'm on Benihana's side now. I started off on the daughter's side. Now I'm on Benny's side.
No, because their relationship is clearly fucked up. If they're calling each other out. Online yeah. like this.
And if the relationship's fucked up, that's probably the dad's fault.
Sorry.
That's the parents' fault.
Mm.
Like, he maybe didn't abandon. Maybe he was giving them money, but he didn't see them a lot. And she saw him probably doing all these things instead of coming to hang out with her. Or right?
Yeah.
So she has her idea of what it was, and he has his idea. I don't think there's any way to prove either way.
I think she wrote a great TikTok story, and it's really funny that her dad was the breakdancing grandfather, and it got a gajillion views.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But he's
some
weird as shit,
truth.
Too.
There's some truth to it in her eyes, for sure.
How many followers does she have?
72,000.
That's not a lot.
I also feel like he wouldn't pay my medical bills.
Yeah, what? Yeah, medical
weird,
bills for what? Yeah,
I don't know.
But Bitcoin was probably down.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't know what that
Bob, that's gonna happen with
means
because right?
if you're like he didn't pay happen. Child support, he didn't then you go, oh wow, he really abandoned. I think in his mind he's like, I was fucking paying everything I was supposed to pay. I didn't want to live in the house with her mom. I don't know.
Bitcoin was down.
Should
we watch another
was
one?
Down yeah. of hers.
Oh, yeah. Did she respond to it? Why
no,
did he
no.
do this?
Just watch a general one that she posts, like the one with 1 million.
Well, go back. Yeah, if what's you, the one by with the way, so million. If you go up,
this one.
So why did he do this? What's that one? Top left.
Oh, okay. This is a different
right. Is she responding to the dad or somebody
no,
else?
No. These are just
these are
there.
Her best performing ones before this fight.
Oh, gotcha.
But I just figured get a better sense.
Yes,
of, like, her
it's a good way. We've done this with other people that have like a real compelling story where we're like, let's just see.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're right.
What
yeah,
else
let's see.
They
yeah.
tell yeah, stories see. About?
Okay. Is this a random one?
I want to know if anybody out there has a sillier cheating story than the one that I'm about to tell. In high school, I was dating this guy, whatever, but the context is right before we started hooking up, started seeing each other, I developed a vocal injury. I got what's called vocal nodules or nodes, as popularized by the movie Pitch Perfect. And you get nodes if you like, you misuse your voice or you talk too much, which is what I do. And I had to get a surgery, the big, big vocal surgery. So I'm dating this guy and it's great. It's so fun. We have a lot of fun together, whatever, but eventually my surgery approaches. When you get vocal surgery, the doctors, they tell you, they're like, this is a very serious surgery. We're going in with a laser onto those little cords of yours. The big thing though is that after a month after the surgery, you can't talk, you can't laugh, you can't cry. Anyway, let's get to the cheating. Things are going great for months until I get my surgery. Okay, so the next day I'm coming out of my like fucking anesthesia, like coma, like I'm still drugged up. I wake up, I'm in my bed and I get all these texts. Let's call this guy Steven. Hey, I heard that Steven was seen like hooking up with his ex last night. Like they were like making out on the beach and then they went to his car. I'm still on the pain meds, right? So I'm like, what? Oh, also he had texted me the day before or like 2 days before being like, do you want to go to the beach tomorrow with this big group that was going? And I was like, oh, babe, remember my big major surgery is actually tomorrow. And he was like, right, right. At that same beach event or whatever, he was allegedly seen like making out with his ex. I text him and I'm like, I heard that you cheated on me. He immediately texts me, calls me, blows up my phone. He calls me. I'm like, I can't answer your call. I actually famously can't talk for the next month. He's like, right, right, right. Let me pick you up. Let's go on a drive. So we go on a drive and I bring my whiteboard because again, I can't talk. I'm literally writing on this whiteboard in his car. Like, did you cheat on me with your ex? And he's like, no, no. Oh my God, that's a lie. Like they're trying to tear us up. Like, and I go home and a few more hours pass. I text my friends and I'm like, I don't know, guys. He says that that's a rumor. One of them vaguely knows his ex-girlfriend and texts her. And is like, hey, this girl Maddie who's seeing your ex, like blah 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 blah. Ex-girlfriend is like, I had no idea that he was seeing somebody new. Yes, we definitely hooked up. I sent him those screenshots and he immediately is like, I'm coming over. He comes over. I'm still in PJs recovering from major surgery, whatever. I open the door. I'm silent. I open the door and he just starts bawling. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I missed you because you were getting surgery and like you couldn't talk to me. I just like really wanted you to be there, but you couldn't because you were in surgery. But again, I am medically forbidden from speaking, right? So this guy, he's like on me. He's on me and he's sobbing and I just have to push him off. Give him really intense eyes because I can't talk. And I look at him and I go like this. He's like, no, Maddie, please, please. And I'm literally like, this man is on his hands and knees and I'm not saying a word. And I open the door and I point. I just point to the door. And then he left.
Man.
So I think she's a bit of a drama queen. And now I'm definitely on Benihana's side. I am definitely all in on Benihana. Okay. These seem like little stories that are pretty dramatic and you want to feel bad for.
No, they're funny.
They're funny.
Not that one, but the Benihana one was
right. And you're always looking for the best story to be the TikTok person and all that other shit. Sure. And I think Benny loved his daughter, and this is all.
No, if you love your daughter, you let her get gain traction on one of her highest. No.
This is actually the Gen Z version of the giving tree, right? Like it's the giving tree lets the child chop it down for likes on social media.
No. I just think in general, if you're going to in any way, like publicly shame or cut down your child no matter what, I think that's a little crazy. No.
Oh boy, I don't
yes
know.
Or no,
she shamed Benny, dude. It's
I wouldn't want to be known as a deadbeat dad.
Yeah, I mean, either thoughts and prayers up to Benihana on this one. I think he got done dirty in this sitch, dude. And I'm not a fan anymore. Thank you for bringing up another video. Now we know that this girl's a fucking drama queen and just wants likes and things and everything else. She had a loving father who was...
Let's hear from the mom.
Who was chasing his fucking dreams, dude.
Let's hear from the mom how involved he was.
Well, look, he's in advertising.
And
clearly a fan of Bitcoin. He's got a lot of things going on right now.
He was successful at working at what advertising firm, he said?
Very successful.
I think this is his new wife, by the way.
Look at that. She's Asian. He's Benihana.
He's wearing another Bitcoin bowling shirt. Well, he has a lot of that screams deadbeat dad. Bowling shirts
with like an Asian second wife that's 20 years younger.
Guys, that's gonna happen
Maddie.
When you get wrong.
Pick his daughter out of a lineup.
When you
justice
get wrongs,
for Maddie.
No, when you get wrongs like this, dude. The wife wanted to take the kids away from him. She sucked. The kids suck. He probably said, "You know what? I'm gonna do things for me. I'm gonna learn to break dance." And live out that dream. I'm going to date an Asian woman and marry her from overseas. That mm-hmm. She's probably got a pocket full of ping pong balls when he pulled her off that stage. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start a new life with her and bring her to America. And now we're going to shit on him.
Look at his photos behind.
Is he with Richard Nixon?
He's meeting Nixon, Reagan, Bush. There's his second wife in a bikini. There he is, breakdancing dad. There's another picture with his wife. And in the middle of
Bitcoin
is his book about Bitcoin.
No way!
Wow.
So that explains the sweatshirts. All right. Yeah. Team Benny. Look at all the presidents he's hanging with, dude. That's a hard meeting to get back in those days. It's easy.
That's deadbeat dad right there.
It is not.
Yeah.
He's hobnobbing with all the presidents.
He has everything on his page except for his kids.
Because they're little fucking liars, dude. I wouldn't post a little liar on my page and be like, oh, yeah, let's support my daughter who lies, who's spewing hatred and lies all day long.
Look, everybody has their truth.
Look at him. Oh, he's in the Bitcoin shirt breakdancing right
truth.
Now.
Oh,
Bitcoin breakdancing.
Benihana's truth. Oh, he's.
Look at that. Oh shit, oh, wow. Dude. Look at him go.
He's.
Oh.
He's lost a
oh, no, he's not lost anything. Look at that move. This is what I'm talking about. Let's fucking go. Look at the logos, guys. It's an upside down NBA logo. It's the same colors, shadow, everything.
Oh, wow. That's sweet.
Oh, this is so great.
Now, do you use this excuse when you get your rebirth at Coachella?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything as important as Benny there. I'm just going to see a music festival, but...
A music
Benny,
concert.
Look at that. Look at that freeze frame right there. Look at that. What is he, 68? Tell me fucking a 68-year-old could do that right there, that move right there.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Easier to defy gravity when you don't have the weight of your children.
Yeah.
Sure, it sure is. It sure
he had
is, isn't
all
it?
The time in the world to work on those moves.
And I bet you his new Asian wife is probably a massage therapist of some sort. You can decide where, which strip mall. he's more nimble than ever now. And he needed her too.
Right.
Team Benny. Team Benny Hana on this one.
Yeah.
This was a windy road today, as Sheryl Crow used to say.
Yeah.
But I think we found our answer.
Yeah.
Team Benny Hana. Around the horn here before we get off the air. What do we got?
We
I'm Team Benny Hana.
Journey.
Yeah.
I'm Team Maddie.
Absolutely a deadbeat.
Yeah, Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie all the way.
Wow.
Maybe not as bad as she said.
Probably
but
not.
100% sure he did some fucked up shit.
I'm sure the mother exaggerated and was like, he's not even paying for any, and that maybe not have been true.
Right.
But I mean, that fucking text, happy birthday, ?
Yeah.
That's a fucked up thing to get from your dad.
Haven't talked to you in a while. Love, Dad.
Love, Dad. Yeah. Shit. Huh.
I'm on her side.
I'm on Team Benny, dude. I'm Benny Hanna all the way. Give me that Rocky special, Benny. I love it. Look, well, we might never know. We might never know, but what a fucking journey today. My God, man. My God.
My theory always is like, it's the parents' fault. It's always the parents' fault.
Not in this one. Normal guy, loves Bitcoin, loves his art, his craft. So, Team Benihana on this one. Whoever found this, though, was it you or Bob?
Bob,
you win the day here. This really fucking made me...
A couple of days ago and was like,
made
we
me laugh
have
my ass
to.
Off today, dude. Oh, God, I needed it. After talking to that fucking hippie for 30 minutes today. Jesus Christ. I needed this in my life. That's America right there. It's Bitcoin shirts. It's Trump shoes. It's fucking Olive Garden, dude. We're finally back. God damn it, dude. This is it. Fucking hippie. All you need to do is pay fucking $2,000 and I can fucking tell you about life. No, dude. I'd rather give it to Bob and have him bring up TikTok videos that are going to make me happy inside.
Right.
You know? Damn it. Way to go, Bob. Way to go. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Jesus Christ, what a journey. I almost feel like I need to take a vacay after this today. Like, just go to a spa or something and unwind.
Yeah.
So many emotions today.
Maybe leave your kids.
Yeah,
for years.
Maybe go take a vacay from your kids.
I know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Man, I've See got what comes three. Up, I'm one short I mean? Of Benny, but man, get it. I get it, brother. Way to go. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolución. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. Hey,